horror club is a place to come and talk about horror, the genre, like everything in it. So vampires, ghosts, Frankensteins.
For Liam Thomas, president of Husky Horror Club, his love of horror has been a lifelong affair.
I've been interested in horror ever since I was, you know, just like a goth tween. I always just sort of found myself, you know, I watched horror movies. When I was a kid, I watched like Courage the Cowardly Dog and like the like child kiddie scary stuff that my parents didn't let me watch, but I watched anyway. And then as I got older, it just sort of became less of a just sort of a passing interest and more of something that I really cared about.
Liam says, horror isn't just a movie genre. It's much bigger.
So we're not just talking about horror movies, but we're talking about horror TV shows, books, short stories, video games, podcasts. Pretty much the genre is so flexible that any sort of media that exists, there's usually a horror iteration of it. And so we meet usually once a week to discuss one aspect of it or, you know, to watch video clips, discuss books, discuss short stories, things like that.
Liam says he started Husky Horror Club in the spring semester of 2019 when he wanted to find a new community on campus who shared his love of horror.
I was on campus and I loved horror and I was sick of showing my roommates horror movies and them not getting it or them like just saying that it wasn't that interesting. And I knew just from meeting some people on campus that it was something that others were interested in. And so I started it because I was like, I want to talk horror with people. I want to talk horror with people that I haven't met. I want to sort of have it be more open on the campus.
He found this year more than 100 students were looking for the same.
So last semester when it really started for the first time, we probably had a steady group of about 10 people that would come to meetings. But this year I got something like 170 signatures of interest in the club. And then of those that I emailed and said, okay, but are you really interested? Are you actually going to show up? About 75-ish people really committed to it. So it has been a sizable increase since last semester, which is exciting, but is harder to get a room for, is what I'm discovering.
Because of how big the genre of horror is, Liam says, the club was met with an incredibly diverse on-campus community.
So the community is really diverse, honestly. I was sort of hoping for and somewhat expecting that because I think as the years have gone on, horror has become one of the more accommodating genres, especially ever since Jordan Peele came out with Get Out. Like, horror is no longer just, like, the 90s slashers, like, white kids in a log cabin thing. It's now very much more something that everyone is interested in. We have people, seniors all the way down to freshmen. We have people from all different majors. It's really a place that sort of is weird in the way that it gets people together that you probably wouldn't meet just because you don't expect them to have a similar interest in just like creepy things. But you'd be surprised on like the people in your different classes that probably have an interest in horror that you just don't know about, which is kind of cool. And it's kind of cool to see them like come together for the club. When you show up to club, usually I'll give a short introduction. Each week we'll have like a theme. So like one week we'll talk about, let's just say vampires because it's easiest. We'll talk about vampires and I'll say, all right, like what are good vampire things that people have read? Are there any vampire horror like video games that have come out? Depending on the week, maybe we'll show a movie, like we might show a vampire film to the club members. It's just sort of whatever the club goes for. Since it is such a young club, it's sort of loose at this point. But for the most part, it's somewhat focused on just horror as a whole genre and the way that it comes up in different media and what people like about it. I've really been urging people to like visit Salem, like I'm going to do this weekend, visit different haunted places around school, around Connecticut. There's a lot more than you would think. If you go to like Atlas Obscura and look up Connecticut, there's a ton of creepy things. I have visited most of the graveyards on campus, just sort of for the joy of it. I don't know if I've encountered any spirits yet. I'm still searching. I'm still watching Ghost Adventures trying to get tips from Zach Baggins, but I've yet to encounter anything creepy, but I do frequent a graveyard and I have yet to make it to Depot campus, but a lot of my friends have and I'm hoping to go there sometime soon.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No, I personally don't. But I'm one of those skeptics that's always looking for them. I'm always, you know, I'm always itching, you know, maybe it's there. Maybe that would be cool. I'm always looking for them, but I've yet to find one.
If you look for them, doesn't that mean you believe in them?
You know what? That's a very good point. I mean, I believe in the possibility of it because I believe that, I don't know. I don't know anything about anything, but I've yet to see evidence of it. But if I did see evidence of it, I would like it. That would be cool.